Track 19. 1.
Jennifer, you say your profession is under attack, but isn't it the mice, the monkeys, the animals that are suffering?
I realise the ethics of it aren't simple, but to have people burning down laboratories, threatening the families of scientists, is really something else altogether.
3 million experiments on animals were conducted in Britain alone last year, in the name of science. How can we possibly justify those sort of numbers?
Well, firstly, I would dispute those figures. But the main point is that the experiments are for the benefit of humankind. Without them, modern medicine would be in medieval times and we'd all be dying of common colds. No one wants to harm an animal intentionally, but you have to weigh up a number of issues. There are a lot of people who simply...
2.
Heather, you've written, and I'm quoting here, that you see the darker side of humanity every day. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that in my job working for the RSPCA, a charity that protects animals, I go wherever I'm called, wherever there are abuses of animals. And some of the things I see are really quite shocking.
Could you give us an example?
I could give you thousands. A week ago, I visited a home because a neighbour had heard a whining sound and scratching against a wall. I discovered that a family had locked up a large dog in a 4x4 foot cupboard for 1 week without giving it food or water and for no discernible reason. So that's what I mean by the darker side of humanity.
It seems impossible in this day and age that these things can still happen. So can you tell us a bit more about these shocking...
3.
It had always been one of the great traditions of our circus, but eventually the pressure became too great.
And that's why you stopped using animals?
For myself and a number of other circus managers, it was obvious that times had changed. But it wasn't an easy decision to get rid of animals from our act.
What effects has the decision had?
Well, the first thing was that I had to fire about 50 members of staff whose job was looking after or training the animals, and that was very tough for them and me. The second thing was that little children would come along to the circus expecting to see monkeys and elephants and sea lions, and they wouldn't be there.
Do you believe it was wrong to use the animals in the circus when we know they were taken from their natural environment and basically captured and trained to entertain people?
Nope. The animals were treated extremely well. It was pressure from outside that forced the decision on me.